This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, I super down. You know, I should have told you what I wanted was the da-da, da-da.
little Jaws action going on.
Yeah, I should have. I just thought about that. Some Jaws music, because the starting point of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Of course, we covered some summer themes here, but this one would be a little modification of it. And Monsanto would definitely not like my take on Jaws, because it would be just when you thought it was safe to eat GMOs, the Seralini study is back.
Dun, dun, dun. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, the Seralini study is back. I meant to cover it yesterday with Dr. Bitar, but I couldn't get to it. We were just chock full of good things to talk about. So really interesting things here that are happening in the peer-reviewed realm, and Monsanto's not going to like it, but that's good. We don't mind when they don't like it. We know we're doing something right in that case. So next couple hours here on naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. And this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Looking forward to having Sierra Riddle back on the program. Great news, Team Landon. Little Landon, we've got some fantastic news. Anytime we can get some good news, we want to let you know about it. So we'll get to that in a little while. Otherwise, again, the GMO Seralini study got that on my mind as we open the show today, because this is the study, as you may know, if you've been a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you read Natural News, you recognize that that study was withdrawn from the publication that it was initially published in a few years after it was published, because the publisher, I should say, hired a GMO lackey for Monsanto to kind of manage it, and we got to find a way. This is doing us some serious damage, because Seralini did a rat study for 2 years that Monsanto did for like 2 weeks. Well, not 2 weeks, but 2 months, okay? And after the 2 months of feeding these rats GMO food, they said, it's safe. There's nothing going on. Of course, you can consume even toxic poison at very low levels for 2 months and be able to claim that it's safe, because bioaccumulation can take time. There are various or differing, let's say, levels of function within any given human, much less rat, or maybe we can't tell the difference nowadays, in excretion, and being able to take toxic poisons, binding them and excreting them before it becomes an overwhelming burden to the body, which takes, in many cases, more than just 2 months of exposure. So what did Seralini do? His crime, if you will, was doing the same study Monsanto did, but extending the length of time of this study to 2 years. And that's where we see the tumors and the, a lot of ill health result, including issues related to procreation, sterility. Right? So this is big news. This was big news. And GMO Monsanto had to put a stop to it. So they found a way to say, oh, there was something wrong with the study. We'll have it withdrawn. But now it's gone through another round of peer review, another serious round of peer review. And it was republished. It was published in another magazine, Food and Chemical Toxicology, FCT, November 2013. That's the one it was pulled from initially. And then went through another round of peer-reviewed for the journal that's called Environmental Sciences Europe. So this study, according to GMOSeralini.org editor Claire Robinson, said the study has now successfully passed no less than three rounds of rigorous peer review.
It's not enough.
No, of course. We need 300. We need 300 rounds. Of course, the kind of rounds I'm talking about probably shouldn't say. It would be targeting.
And now our Second Amendment segment.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for those that thought it was safe to eat GMOs, again, we are seeing more and more evidence, and thanks to our good friend Jeffrey Smith and others, digging deep underneath the surface here. The gastrointestinal destruction is severe and it's very real. And it's created this whole other scenario where gluten sensitivities are now controversial because it's gone so wide, the awareness about gluten, that, you know, you got mainstream talk hosts. You know, I've been on the Jerry Doyle Show going, hey, what's going on here? Is this for real? And what I've told Jerry and what I tell you, what is for real, is the damage to the gastrointestinal tract so severe that even something that you are normally able and capable of breaking down and digesting, you can no longer do. And granted, too, that many wheat varieties that are out there are really not the same as they were for thousands of years of recorded history. And that has a lot to do with our inability to digest appropriately and break down these wheat proteins or glutens in some of these grains. But this is huge news. I don't know if it's going to be covered in the mainstream media. In fact, I haven't seen, of Super Don, of you, other than Natural News and what we're doing and maybe a few other new outlets, new media outlets, the coverage of the Sherlina study coming back out to say, hey, here we are again, surviving another round of
period. Look, you're not going to find it in the mainstream media. You're not going to find ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, CNN. They're not going to cover this stuff because to them, this is not big news. You do see it on the internet, but it's in the new media is where you're seeing these things being published. So it's, you know. No, Tom Brokaw will not be talking about this, or, you know, it just does not happen. They just ignore it, and they figure, well, so, we're not talking about it, it's not news.
It's just not real. So what is NBC saying? What is it, the mainstream media, what are they saying? Basically, here it is, and it's a semi-quote here. Shut up and eat your yoga mat sandwiches. That's what the mainstream media is doing. They're really upset at you. They're upset with me. They're upset with Mike Adams. They're upset with all of us who are daring to get news outside of the officially sanctioned channels of where the news is created and broadcast and mesmerizes the medical masses, the medically induced intoxicated masses.
Yep.
Headline, is Facebook feeding your fear of food ingredients?
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. It's not real. Don't be afraid. Don't be orthorexic like Robert. Your food ingredient fears are not real because why? Brian Williams doesn't say it's real. Right? That's basically it. Tom Brokaw, who's retired sort of, hasn't come out and said, don't eat the yoga mats. I mean, the bread that contains yoga mat material.
Right.
And so this article, you know, this is what's fascinating about this evolution and revolution of the First Amendment here in America, with the growth of the new media, the internet, our reach around the world with the Robert Scott Bell Show, is that we're upsetting the talking heads of the evening news that used to be the dominant place for people to find out what was happening or what they wanted you to think was happening. So this article here from NBC News or today's health section. Is Facebook feeding your fear of food ingredients? It's trying to say soy causes cancer. Nonsense. Gluten may lead to autism. Outrageous. There's yoga mat material in your sandwich. Eat up. Sugar. This is a great one. Sugar feeds cancer. What a crazy notion that is.
You've got to love the picture that they put with this article. I mean, they've got this picture of this lady in her kitchen on her phone looking at the ingredients on a box. And even the letters are just in these green, creepy letters, food ingredient fears, as if they're mocking the fact that somebody is looking at the ingredients of the food they eat and they're somehow overreacting.
Well, yeah, and they're very upset with the food babe over this stuff, too. They tried to lash out at the food babe over her revelation that beer manufacturers are including genetically modified organisms in the production
of
their beer.
And she's the one that pointed out the yoga mat material. She's the one that got everybody jumping up and down about that. Now, let me ask you something. Yeah. If there's yoga mat material in your sandwich, Are you overreacting by looking at it and going, do I really want to eat that? Is that a fear?
Yeah, you're overreacting because, listen, how many loaves of Wonder Bread would it take to make a yoga mat? Seriously.
Actually, Wonder Bread would make a great yoga mat.
Actually, like, yeah, Wonder Bread
and
is
spongy. And
it's memory bread, as we've talked about before. You can squish Wonder Bread into a little flat pancake, and it'll find its way back. It's like NASA should find out what technology is used in the production of Wonder Bread. They'd save a lot of money on some of their spacecraft. So this sugar feeds cancer. I mean, they're outraged by that, as if we don't know medically that sugar...
It is true.
What does the medical community say? Cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. And what is the test to detect if you have cancer cells? They trace like radioactive isotopes on sugar and put it into the body, and they find where it gravitates towards. If it does go into one particular area, it's likely to be a cancer tumor. And so you have a mainstream source like Today Health with all access to the best that modern medicine has to offer. And what are they trying to do? Poo-poo all over you.
Everything.
Actually, they're not. They're probably so constipated they can't even go poo-poo. But that's pretty typical of the Today Show.
It's a great hit piece. It really is. They put a lot of effort into this because, believe it or not, they later on in the article, they're defending high fructose corn syrup.
It's
the same as
just
sugar.
Like sugar. It's just the same way they've said with chlorine based sweeteners, right? Yeah. Sucralose.
Now,
it's made from sugar.
No, it's fine. Right. Have that diet soda. No problem.
And listen, high fructose corn syrup is bad. So is refined sugar. That's just sugar. I'm telling you, if it's organic refined sugar, it's still like the crack cocaine of foods because it is very dangerous to your health because the minerals have been stripped from it. And now you no longer have the ability or capacity to safely transport that sugar easily into and out of the cells, which is why we here on the Robert Scott Bell Show take 100 micrograms of GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com 3 times a day. Or if you're beyond the realm of hypoglycemia, diabetes, and the like, maybe once a day or every other day. But seriously, think about this. NBC Today, is there any wonder that you're tuning out from the mainstream media except to watch when they put some bikini-clad models playing beach ball? What do they call it? Volleyball? Right?
Volleyball.
I mean, that brings people in to watch.
If they're wearing a bikini, I don't care. They could be playing cue ball. I don't know.
Exactly. That's how they get people to watch. But that's all they got left. That's all they got left. And there's plenty of that on the internet, too. Okay. Here we go. Children. How do we know if they're more likely to be fat, obese? It's something that they do faster than they do arithmetic, subtraction, even multiplication, or especially. We're going to tell you about that next. Watch out, kids, or don't watch out, or don't watch the things that are going to make you fat. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more. Sierra Riddle coming up as well.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, there's a lot of reason that Western children are fatter than ever. A lot of reasons for it. And, you know, one of the reasons, of course, we know that they're minerally deficient. These are the things that we'll talk about that George Stephanopoulos would have a coronary, having to acknowledge that supplements can actually do something to reverse obesity, for instance. Again, another mainstream media pundit just picking on because I care. It's actually because I care.
Oh, you care about George Stephanopoulos? Of course you do.
Of course. I care about everybody.
I just like to say his last name.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus, yes, exactly. Yes. And, of course, Snuffleupagus was obese, I think. I mean, I don't know if it's offensive to say that, but if you remember Sesame Street, the big Snuffleupagus, there were corporate sponsors of those public broadcasting shows, because, you know, this brought to you by, and you'd see logos, corporate logos and things. But what we didn't have was the science to really confirm our suspicions about why kids are getting so fat. And so we needed a study to figure this out.
We really did.
And so we could introduce it properly, so everybody's keyed in to get the gravity of this study, to help explain why little Johnny and little Susie are carrying too much around the middle or elsewhere.
Okay.
We have today's
moment of dough.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, if little Johnny or Susie, maybe they're big Johnny and Susie, can identify the logo for Hardee's Jr. Super Burgers faster than they can do 4 + 5. Well, this study says all you need to know. Quite honestly, here we got a study. This is shocking, but it's not shocking. It is a moment of duh. I'm thinking about this. And you see so much bombardment of corporate logos. The question is, does the corporate logo, do you eat the logo to get fat, or are the logos drawing our children in so that they eat the hydrogenated oil, trans fat, pesticide-laden foods, putting that into their body, and then they're getting fat? Of course, the refined corn syrups that are also in much of the fast food. So a study out of Michigan State University said that, indeed, these children who identify the logos and images of fast food, soda, and unhealthy snack brands were more likely to be overweight. Now, the reason why I think this is a moment of dust, Super Don, is like, if you're raising your kids and they look at a snack package, like you said, I endorsed Tasty Cakes. I did not.
Yes,
I did not. But
yes,
let's say your kids can identify that before they can identify the logo for Arrowhead Mills or some organic kind of whole grain kind of product.
Right.
You're probably more likely to have those kids, or those kids are ingesting the very foods that they can identify immediately, like it's in the fabric of, look, I'll be honest, in my DNA as well. We grew up in the era of fast food. We were like the first generation where it became more like a staple instead of a delicacy, right? Hey,
Happy
guess what?
Meals.
We're going out to McDonald's. It's like, yay! Yep. It's like, well, that was an unusual thing, you know, a fun thing you could do as a family in the 1950s, 60s, 70s even. But when I was in the 60s and 70s, it became more regular, Burger King and all those other things.
Right.
And then there's another corresponding study that's interesting we didn't cover, Super Don, and this was about watching TV. That if you watch 3 or more hours of TV a day, that increases your risk of death, mortality, I think from all causes, was it not?
Yeah, just in general. That if you watch three or more hours of TV a day, that you were more likely to die prematurely.
Yeah. Now, is
from
it the
causes,
TV?
Yeah.
Is it the TV itself or the waves, the energy coming off the TV? Do they claim that?
And listen, they've been trying to blame TV just the same as they were trying to blame rock and roll, you know, for things back in the 80s. And it's not TV, guys, because here's the thing. If you sat down for 3 hours or more a day reading a book, would that mean you die prematurely? They're talking about sedentary lifestyle. Okay.
Mm. So it's not. It wouldn't be the book that you're reading that kills you.
And listen, is it really just a sedentary lifestyle? Like I said, if you're reading a book, does that mean you're going to die? But if you watch TV, it can't be just that you're sitting down. What they found, and they actually draw the link in this study about the kids recognizing food brands, that it's if you're sitting down watching McDonald's commercial, or if you're watching, you know, it's what you watch and the effect that advertising can have on you. So, you know, look, it's silly. Somebody wanted to come out with something making TV bad, so they linked that to people dying.
It's not the TV, right? It's the TV dinners, right? That's what it is. It's what you do.
It's the tasty cake you're eating while you're watching TV.
That I do not endorse. Thank you very much.
Do.
I do not. You are so sneaky. Hey, 866-939-2355. We got a great news story coming up. We've covered the issue of Sierra and Team Landon, her son Landon, with cancer. Supposedly having to take chemo, even though he didn't have cancer anymore. What's the good news? We'll tell you in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, we last talked to Team Landon, Sierra Riddle, the super mom, the canna mom. She was dealing with this gorgeous son of hers. Bright light, Landon, and we covered the story of the journey through cancer and through the medical treatments for cancer, and then the addition of a cannabis-based substance that is known as CBD, cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant, and all the wondrous things it was doing for his health. Yet, despite being shown to be cancer-free, the angst that I felt, I'm sure she and many others felt, is that the medical community says it doesn't matter if you're cancer-free. Our standard of care means you will continue taking chemo for another year or two, whatever it will be, whatever their prescription is, however many years it has to be. But there's no cancer. And we're all scratching our heads going, this makes no sense. There's so much in modern medicine that makes no sense. Well, we just got word yesterday, one of the most happiest, I was just like, my heart was lifted. My heart, if it could smile, it's smiling right now. Landon evidently does not have to have any more chemotherapy. Is that real? Is this too good to be true? But we are going to find out right now. Sierra Riddle joins us with Landon, Team Landon. Hope for Landon. What's going on, Sierra?
Hi. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Yesterday was a monumental day for Team Landon. I went in there. You know, I was so scared, and my anxiety was through the roof. And, you know, I talked to them about his program and his protocol, and we discussed, you know, that I had not been giving him the at-home chemotherapy for the past 13 months, and that I felt that it was time to remove the remaining 2% of that treatment plan, which was the forced IV every 30-day chemo. And they agreed with us. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They said that, you know, Landon is the first child to do this, that they have no statistics, they have no evidence to look at, but that Landon's doing great. Landon looks great. His counts are amazing. He's cancer-free for 19 months now, 13 of those solely on cannabis and natural treatments, and that they are agreeing to move forward with no chemo and only do the testing to ensure that he is cancer-free.
Well, Sierra, when you said we went in, I want people to understand, what did you mean you went in? To the lion's den, to a courtroom, to a medical office? What did you mean you went in?
Yes, we went into the hospital, Children's Hospital, Colorado. He was due to have a forced IV chemo. And, you know, we went into the hospital and we pretty much told him no. It, you know, Landon's case has never been taken to court because I have never allowed it to get that far because I know we would lose. We, you know, after all these, a year and a half, almost 2 years of searching, I have still not found a doctor willing to take the stand for Landon. So, in trying to, you know, do this is about Landon and do the best thing for Landon, you know, we kind of had to bide our time and give it some time, you know, and I reported, you know, many months ago that this chemo, four of them are at home and that I was not going to poison my child by my own hand at home. Mm-hmm. And these doctors, these head of oncologists, these experts in leukemia told CPS and DHS that my child would die without those pills in his body. He would die within 3 months. And here we are 13 months later. And so I think that, you know, I hope at least that they are starting to see the truth, that they are starting to see that cannabis has cured Landon. He hasn't even completed 40% of their proposed cure plan. And he is cured. He is in remission, and he is doing fantastic.
Yeah, when I saw him in Chicago, his eyes were clear. It was just an extraordinary thing to witness, particularly with what they wanted to do. And, you know, are you showing the patience of Job here? Because when you recognize, and as we have here, that the courts always, always, always side with the medical industrial complex, we call it the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, in violation of the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause. There is a state-sanctioned religion. It is modern medicine. And they will side against parents, as we've seen. The claims of medical abuse, whether that's ill-defined or defined at all, results in kidnapping of children. How did you navigate this terrain with maintaining your hold on your son without them taking him away, despite you were not completely quiet about the fact that you didn't want to do their chemo?
You know, that it was very treacherous waters, Robert. I don't want anyone to see our story and be like, oh my gosh, like she did that in such a short amount of time. It has been a very long year and a half of giving my son poison, allowing him to be poked and prodded and injected with poison that I literally had to stand there by my son's side holding his hand or holding him in my lap while they're doing this to him, knowing that it's wrong, but like you said, knowing that there's nothing I can do about it, that they would have tore me apart in court, and the court would have sided with the quote-unquote professionals, the experts, and that was not me. And so, you know, and by, you're exactly right. I had to have patience. I had to wait it out. I had to comply with them. That's the biggest thing, is I had to always try to keep myself in compliance. You know, and when CPS did come to my house, I had paperwork on me, I usually do, stating that Landon is cancer-free, always dated within 30 days. So when they came to my house, they were expecting to see a sick child, and they saw the Landon you saw in Chicago, and they were blown out of the waters. I truly believe that, after my personal experience, that CPS and DHS, they do want to help us, But this is uncharted waters. You know, this isn't a case of the parents smoking pot and the kids might be in danger. We're directly giving our children marijuana, which, even though it should not, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It has the worst stigma, the worst, you know, definition attached to it by social norm. And, you know, by doing and winning these small victories for us, and for us this is a huge victory, you know, it's going to get there. We're chipping away that protective layer that the government and pharmaceutical companies have put over the marijuana plant, and slowly but surely we're chipping it away. And the truth will be told. The truth will be set free. There is too many children benefiting from cannabis for us to remain quiet. We are not going to allow them to practice medicine on our children anymore.
Oh, beautifully said. And Sierra, just so our new listeners, if they're not fully aware of what you have been through with Landon, and you talked about marijuana, we don't like to call it that because we know it's a slang and derogatory term made to make people kind of bristle at the notion of this plant, as you said, cannabis or even hemp, because we've been working with the industrial hemp plant derived CBD that is available in all 50 states as well. And you probably transited through a number of forms until you found something that was consistently working that you could access.
Exactly. You know, and had I have known about the industrial hemp, you know, I probably would have gone a different direction. But at the time, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about CBDs or THCs, you know, and I was very fortunate to have the Stanley brothers kind of take us under their wing and educate us about it. And, you know, for people that don't know, or new listeners, my son was diagnosed at 2.5 years old with an aggressive form of leukemia. He was immediately put on the, you know, regular protocol. I did not know any better. And that was chemotherapy, radiation, and it also came along with a lot of narcotics. At 2 years old, my son was on Oxycontin, morphine. He was on so many pharmaceuticals that literally all he did was lay on my couch and vomit and cry in pain. Within 3 months of this supposed treatment, my son was dying. He was disintegrated to less than 50% of his body weight. He had no muscles. His nerves were all damaged from chemotherapy. He could not walk. He was in a wheelchair being carried all the time. He was on IV feedings. I mean, just the list goes on. He was a shell of a human. He was dying. And in searching for something to save my son, cannabis was the only thing that, even if it did not help and it did not cure his cancer, it was not going to hurt him. It was not going to make him addicted, dependent. It was not going to further his cancer. It wasn't. There was nothing it could do except help or not help. Mm-hmm. And January 2013, I moved my son to Colorado to be treated under the Stanley brothers. And just the amount of progress that he's made. I mean, even the oncologists were like, you know, I made them look up the entire time we've been treated there, about 9 months. And they were just blown away by how much, you know, weight he's gained, how much nerves have regenerated, how much he's able to do now versus when we first started coming to this hospital. And, you know, it's undeniable. That's the thing. It's undeniable what cannabis has done for my son. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of parents out there that it's undeniable what cannabis is doing for their children. So in moving my son to Colorado, I assumed this was the safest state, and I was wrong. The hospital did not agree with what I was doing and with natural treatments. They wanted Landon on those narcotics and on those chemotherapies, and they reported me to Child Protective Services. I've actually been reported multiple times, about 5 or 6 times, for refusing this or refusing that, or, you know, increases in medications or whatever. And, you know, I immediately, you know, formed a bond with them and, you know, talked to them and showed them pictures and showed them, the progress and the blood work and everything. And I was very lucky to have very open-minded social workers here in this county. And they took my side. They agreed that Landon should have the right to choose. He should have the right to compassionate treatment.
It's a miracle. I mean, we agree 100%, and I think everybody in my audience agrees with that. But as you said, you went into the lion's den of these people, CPS. We've told horrible stories about them, and rightfully so, from some of the things we did. But a miracle happened here. You were able to somehow make human contact. Even in the hospital, as you said yesterday, they agreed. I guess it was so in their face that they couldn't deny that your son is no longer, you know, has cancer. What are they going to do? We're going to force your child who has no cancer to take more chemo just because it's what we do. You force them to confront that. And instead of, attacking you further. They've backed down. This is the miracle.
You're absolutely right. That's, you know, really the only word that I can even find for it is this is a miracle. Because 6 months ago, 9 months ago, they were not willing to back down. Mm-hmm. They were adamant that Landon was going to finish their chemotherapy protocol no matter what. And so for us to be able to chisel away at them slowly but surely over a year, it is undeniable. I mean, just you've seen my son in person, and so you know.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people see his pictures on Facebook and things like that, and he looks like he's dying, deathly ill. You know, and I post current photos of him all the time, but it just does not do it justice until you see this child in action.
The sparkling in his eyes, Sierra.
Running around, running circles
yes.
around all of us.
The vitality that this child is exuding, considering what he's been through, it's extraordinary. Sierra, you are extraordinary, and we love you and all the Canna moms for standing up to do the right thing by way of your children. And we appreciate Landon, a hero of ours, for helping other kids that have yet to come, yet to be born, that we don't want to find in a similar situation. Sierra, thank you so much for the update, and we hope to see you at an event real soon.
Yeah, thank you. I hope to see you guys, too. Thank you so much for your support. It means a lot to us.
Oh, we are just grateful that we could communicate it. Everybody, check out HempMedsPX.com as well. SHW47 for the month of July gets you 20% off if you want to try the CBD from the industrial hemp plant that is available in all 50 states.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, time for a pet health update. Time to take this show to the dogs. And we're glad to do it. Yeah. Before we get to the dog puking up a wedding ring 5 years after marriage, I'm very concerned about our canine friends, our canine companions. I'm a feline kind of guy. I've had cats my whole life. I hadn't had dogs. I love all animals. But for our canine companions, this is a very big concern. I don't know if they do it for cats as much, but evidently vets are now prescribing Prozac for puppies, or Prozac for pooches, I should say. I don't know if they're giving Ritalin for puppies because they're younger. I don't know what's going on here, but this
Even imagine what a dog... Listen, I've got a Jack Russell,
mm-hmm.
and they're high-energy dogs. I can only imagine a dog on Ritalin. Are you kidding me?
Don't do it. Don't do it. But the Prozac thing, and it's related to Independence Day festivities here in the United States. I've complained, I have, about our fellow Americans that don't really understand the concept of liberty. They believe they are free, despite having to ask permission for just about everything. But the dogs don't know when these fireworks go on, and some of them are freak out and get very, very scared. And so they're giving them Prozac. It's like, really? I mean, come on. That's like you got some weeds in the backyard. Let's put some napalm on your backyard and get rid of the whole backyard. Do you really have to go out and pull out the big guns, Prozac? No, you don't. In fact, there are homeopathic remedies that can address the fears that dogs or even cats might have during the explosions of fireworks this coming weekend here in America. And I would recommend to you chamomilla, which is a homeopathic remedy often used for teething, as well as gelsemium, my favorite remedy for anxiety, stress, gelsemium, the yellow jasmine in homeopathic form. Some people will use like the Bach flower essences, the rescue remedies, things like that. That's wonderful as well. Please do not resort to Prozac for your pooch.
Did you see the number of dog owners that give their dogs Prozac? 2.8 million dog owners.
I did not want to know that. See, I'm so happy about Team Landed. I didn't want to be brought down with a doggy downer like that.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. Now, here's the puppy upper for you. This is kind of neat. My 20th anniversary is coming up on July 4th. We're going to have to see if there's a party going on. But a diamond dog returns a missing wedding ring. Evidently, 5 years earlier, this is in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, a woman lost her wedding ring. And 5 years later, their same dog evidently grabbed a popsicle from one of the kids, ate it down, and then proceeded to puke it back up.
And we're talking the whole thing, stick and everything.
Right. And this dog went, you know, it's not staying in me. And guess what? When she went and picked up and cleaned it up, the mess in the napkin or whatever she picked up, she found her wedding ring.
Yeah.
Tucker brought back the wedding ring.
Listen, a wedding ring that had been missing for 5 years.
Yeah. That is amazing. That dog has been kept it safely in his gastrointestinal system for 5 years and didn't let it go until the kid finally shoved the popsicle stick down. No, did not. The dog ate the popsicle and the stick and evidently dislodged it and it came back up. So this is what a cool story. The diamond dog, they're now calling this.
Yeah, Tucker and you were telling me the reason why this story kind of stuck with you is why. Mm.
Well, because I get my 20th anniversary coming up.
20th anniversary. Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to get my wife a bowling ball.
A bowling ball?
Yeah.
A vacuum.
Happy anniversary. I'm bad husband. Bad husband, you know. Helping the world and forgetting.
Look, congratulations, man. 20 years, I mean, that's a big deal, especially in this society. Where, you know, I don't even know what it is currently, but I know the statistic for a long time, people will say, is more than half of the relationships in this country result in divorce. So 20 years, you know, you're doing something right there, dude.
Well, you got to have a spiritual basis for the connection. There's in my mind, it's got to be there. You're coming together for a reason. And if you're not, you know, maybe it's just a really rapid karmic burn for some. Where they go in, they go out, and they're done. And listen, I'm not here to judge anybody about that either. But the fact of the matter is I'm grateful. And, you know, how do you measure your life success? Me, it's about vitamin L. How much love do you have in it? And it doesn't mean only the one way that I'm doing is the right way. That's not what I'm saying. But the fact of the matter is measure your life in vitamin L and vitamin G, gratitude as well, of course. And it'll take you to extraordinary places. Remain open to the healing gifts of spirit, and it will be there to meet you. And you know, God bless you, Sierra Riddle, for sticking it out and saving Landon the way you have by using a botanical, a plant that God created. And if you ever get to meet little Landon, extraordinary young man, really a bright light. And I think he's going to do a lot of good for a lot of folks because of all that he stood up to do. So anyway, with that, we're going to take a break here. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I hope you can hear the music. But vaccines, are they safe? Yeah, that's the question. The power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.